Welcome back to The Particulate, a particle separation podcast. This week, I am joined by Rich Rabatzik. Rich is the product manager of Sturtevant's Micronizer line. Rich, thanks so much for joining us today. Tell me, what exactly is a micronizer?
A micronizer is a fluid energy mill employing compressed air, steam, or gas to produce particle size under 10 microns.
Under which circumstances, material-wise, is compressed air used?
The use of compressed air is standard for the majority of the materials. Users may opt to use gas such as nitrogen or argon to inert an application if a powder is potentially explosive. It's also used to prevent materials from oxidizing.
And then the same question for steam and gas.
Some manufacturers have steam readily available as a byproduct of existing production, making it a cost-effective alternative form of energy. Since the steam will be 550 degrees Fahrenheit, only materials not sensitive to heat can be used.
And is there any benefit to one over the other?
Superheated steam has a higher density as compared to compressed air. That makes for more aggressive milling, with the steam micronizer operating at higher pressures. This allows users to benefit from finer particle sizes or increased production rates.
And what sort of materials can the micronizer process?
Any dry, friable bulk powder would be considered a good candidate for micronizer.
Okay. And so which industries do you normally work with?
The micronizer is used in a wide variety of industries. These include pharmaceutical, energy storage, battery industries, pigments and TiO2, carbon black, cosmetics, agricultural chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides, as a range of specialty chemicals as well.
And taking a step back, how many variations are there of the micronizer and what differentiates them?
There are three different kinds of micronizers. The open manifold micronizer is the standard industrial design system configured with replaceable wear liners. The pharmaceutical design micronizer is a USDA approved cGMP design for sanitary applications. And of course, the steam micronizer for use with superheated steam as a fluid energy.
Okay. And just one final question. What are the most commonly replaced parts over the machine's lifetime?
There's only a few parts to consider. Wear liners will eventually need to be replaced, and items such as nozzles and seals are often replaced at fixed intervals.
I'd like to thank my guest, Rich Rabatzik, for joining us on this latest episode of The Particulate. Next week, Joe Moscalino will take us inside the fascinating world of rendering. Hope to see you all then.